Hello, well, you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordani. The Indian Council of Medical Research now has established in a study that hydroxychloroquine is indeed reducing risk among healthcare workers. The dose-response relationship has been established is what the ICMR says. The prophylaxis qualities of hydroxychloroquine as a newly identified safety device now is something that the Indian Council of Medical Research is looking at very, very closely. In fact, the ICMR says that this is the new safety device. Getting infected with SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 is the perceived hazard, and not adhering to conventional respiratory infection prevention measures such as PPE use, personal hygiene and social distancing is a risk-taking behavior. The study of the ICMR, which has been published, says that biologically it appears plausible that hydroxychloroquine before onset of infection is being used for prevention, and this seems to be inhibiting the virus from gaining a foothold. In the absence of clinical results on safety and efficacy of HCQ, this study offers evidence of public health importance. To cut a long story short, the Indian Council of Medical Research is saying that we recommend the use of hydroxychloroquine in doses for prevention of infection and not cure, which means that there are some studies which have indicated the fact that hydroxychloroquine is actually causing more damage when given to patients, and that perhaps is something that the Indian government, among others, should not be doing. The ICMR essentially is not commenting on that. However, the ICMR says that this should be used for prevention among healthcare workers. This is important. The ICMR has also said that this is an opportunity to underscore, and we can't do this enough, on the importance of use of personal protective equipment or PPEs. The advantage of PPE usage was also independently indicated, is what the study says. Respondents who reported never using PPEs were at a higher risk. Talking about the numbers, India's cases have mounted, and India now has jumped from the 9th to the 7th most affected nation globally, surpassing Germany and France. The total number of cases has increased to 190,535 in India. 4,835 new recoveries have been reported in the last 24 hours. 2.8% is India's mortality rate, way below the global average. 48.2% is India's recovery rate. All these figures are assuring, is what the government says. However, like I keep saying, it's important to note that India's recovery rate is being pushed up even further because of the tweaking of our hospital discharge policy. Previously, patients were being discharged after a second RT-PCR test. Now, the tweaking of that is resulting in further increase in the recovery rate because a second RT-PCR test is actually not required for patients with milder symptoms. This is what the government of India says. The government has also acknowledged that this obviously is leading to an improved recovery rate in the country, which almost is touching 50%. What's also important to point out is that in India, most deaths are being reported among patients between the age of 60 to 75. Also, what is important is that 70% of the deaths are among patients with underlying healthcare conditions, and this also includes patients who are in the senior citizen age category. All of these things point to one direction, that there needs to be critical intervention among these age groups. Today, the 1st of June, is when the real Unlock India 1.0 is starting. It's going to pose a new challenge, that of increase in cases, something that the government of India has acknowledged. It is obviously a natural outcome of more people moving around, and a challenge really is to ensure that most of these cases, most of the patients get to a hospital faster, there is quicker diagnosis, and there is quicker recovery. Also, the effort is to ensure that cases of infection are not severe in many of the cases, and this is something that the government of India is going to continue to focus on. At this crucial juncture, it is important for us to do our bit. What can we do to ensure that the cases do not increase exponentially? What we can do is that ensure that we are following the rules of social distancing. Personal hygiene is maintained. Masks are worn. We are stepping out only when it is required. We follow all the rules and guidelines to the T to ensure that we do our bit to help the government ensure defeat of COVID-19. Thank you for tuning in. Stay safe.